Take a deep breath in and just let it out. Just relax and listen to the sound of my voice. Just allow yourself to relax as you focus on my words. Focus on my words and just notice how relaxing my voice is and how good my voice makes you feel. It's so easy to listen. It's so easy to let go. Letting everything just fade away. The only thing that is important now is that you just follow my words and just enjoy yourself for the moment. Let go of all your everyday cares and worries. Just drifting and relaxing, and your mind going so calm and quiet, feeling so very soothed, peaceful, and relaxed in every way. Let everything fade away except the sound of my voice guiding you, relaxing you, calming and comforting you. You notice your thoughts are drifting. Your thoughts are drifting and floating like balloons up in the air. You feel your thoughts floating away from you. They're floating so far away. You just can't seem to hold on to any thoughts. It's now just so hard to think of anything at all. Your mind just feels so empty. Strange, but feeling this empty is rather pleasurable. Feeling so blank and empty just feels so good. So you continue to relax, wanting to go deep into this trance, wanting to go deeper into relaxation. You just want to go deeper, deeper down. You can just let go. You can just allow yourself to sink. Just let yourself sink down all the way into a calm, relaxed state of trance where your mind can be so very open to my words. You just feel your body so warm and comfortable. You just feel so good. Your muscles just feel so loose and limp. And now you just feel so very sleepy. You just want to take a little nap now. Your eyes feel so tired now that you want to shut them closed. You can do that now as I count from 10 all the way to 1. When I reach 1, you can close your eyes and let yourself drift into sleep. Just breathe in and out, slowly and deeply, and just feel each number sinking you deeper, deeper down. When I reach 1, you can just shut your eyes and drop into trance. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sleep. Close your eyes now and just drift down into a deep, deep trance. Feeling so good to let go of my words. Just let my voice guide you deeper and deeper. You know that listening to my voice just feels so good. Everything just feels good now. That you feel so good, you could let go to me completely. Just drifting, dreaming, melting. Feeling so entranced by my voice. Now you find every time I snap my fingers and say the word sleep, you instantly, automatically drop twice as deep into trance. You will just instantly drop twice as deep into trance. And it feels so good. Too good to resist. So you will just let it happen. It just happens. Easily and effortlessly. It doesn't matter if you're awake or already asleep in trance. Just let these words sink into your mind. And in a moment, I'll count to three. When I say three, you can wake up and open your eyes. 1, 2, 3. Wake up and open your eyes. And now relax. Just drift, breathing in and out, slowly and deeply. Feeling so warm and comfortable, safe and secure. Take a deep breath in and hold it. As you sleep, just breathe out and close your eyes. Drift deeper and deeper, twice as deep as before, going deeper and deeper, just sinking so deep, feeling yourself drift down into the very bottom of your mind. The deeper you go, the better you can feel, and the better you feel, the deeper you go, and you know you could just feel so amazing. If you could just allow yourself to drop even deeper now. You want to go deeper. You need to go deeper. You're just craving to see how deep you can go. Just drop deeper now. Feel your resistance completely fading as you let go fully. And sleep. And you can just follow my voice, going even deeper now, knowing that no matter how deep you go, you can always go deeper. Feeling waves of pleasure running through you. Feeling so warm, so deeply relaxed. It's so easy to let yourself fully relax, isn't it? It's so relaxing, just following my words and listening to my voice. It's just so very easy to do. Imagine for me, just use your imagination. You know, using your imagination is just so easy to do. It's even easier when someone is guiding your relaxation. Just let my words help you. Let my words help you visualize that you're in school and you're in a classroom and you are a student sitting in your chair at a desk. And there's other students also in the classroom. Class is about to start. All the students sit at their desk, all facing the front of the classroom. You see a chalkboard, chalk, a ruler, and the teacher's desk. But there's no teacher yet. She must be running a little late. With no teachers around, students start moving around, talking and joking. Then suddenly, the door swings open, and in walks an attractive woman carrying a briefcase and some books. This must be the new teacher. But she doesn't look like other teachers. This teacher is young, attractive, and dressed rather sexy. She walks to the front of the classroom, placing her things on the desk. "Good morning, class. I'm your new teacher, Miss Powers. Now quiet down, everyone. Get seated." Students quiet down, getting into their seats. She takes a chalk and begins writing on the chalkboard. You notice that her blouse is buttoned loosely. She turns and writes. And as she's writing, you can't help but run your eyes up and down the back of her body. You gaze at her lustfully. She's wearing a very short skirt. You can't help but imagine what is underneath her tight little skirt. She is rather pretty for a teacher. Her long hair tied in a bun very loosely. Her eyes, even with glasses, have a seductive quality. You now find that you're starting to daydream in class. You are daydreaming. You are having a little fantasy. You start to fantasize about how it would be like to be disciplined. You start to fantasize about being punished by this teacher. It just so happens you like the idea of being spanked for being a naughty boy. You imagine that it's after school and you're alone in the class with Miss Powers. You imagine you're in detention for some reason. For some reason, you've been a naughty boy. You don't know why you're in trouble, but it doesn't really matter, does it? You just know that you've been naughty and you need to be punished. You just know that you need to be disciplined. And Miss Powers is going to give you that discipline. Good, old-fashioned discipline. Miss Powers is about to give you a well-deserved spanking. She's going to spank you for being such a naughty boy. So now you imagine that she's closed the door to the classroom. It's just the two of you, all alone. She tells you, "You know you've been so bad, such a naughty boy." She tells you, "Now assume the position. Be a good boy now and pull down your pants." She holds in her hand a wooden paddle. You just know that this is really going to hurt. You turn your back to her, your hands on her desk now. You ready yourself and wait for the first strike. You wait for it. She makes you wait for it. And then you feel it. The first strike on your butt. You feel the sharp smack of the paddle. She spanks you again. And again. And again. You feel the paddle striking you hard on your ass now. And now your butt is feeling quite sore. Your bottom is feeling hard, painful smacks. But you notice that even though this is painful, it's also quite pleasurable. Your butt is feeling red, raw, and sore. But this spanking is also feeling like jolts of pleasure. Every time you feel the paddle smack you hard on your ass, you feel the pain and the pleasure building up, reaching a climax. Miss Powers notices that you're enjoying this, and her knowing just makes you more aroused. You just feel so aroused now. Just being spanked is making you feel horny and aroused. So intense now that the next time that she spanks you, you'll feel a jolt of pleasure that will give you the release that you need. Get ready for it. The last spank is coming. This final spank will be so intense, you'll just feel a wave of pleasure. You'll feel it through your whole body and mind. Get ready, because here it comes. In a moment, I'm going to count from 5 all the way to 1. When I reach 1, you will feel an intense spank that will release that wave of pleasure, giving you your release. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Feel the pleasure running through you. Feel it so good and intense. And now relax from this pleasurable spanking. And realize you've been daydreaming all this time in class. The bell rings and class is over. Time to go home. And it's time now to wake from this trance. 1, drifting towards wakefulness. 2, more and more. 3, becoming aware of your surroundings. 4, almost there. 5, wake up and open your eyes.